Will Fuller, talk us through that, will you?
I don't really know where to start, to be honest. We knew we'd come up here and have a tough game. We put together a plan in the 2 weeks between the season ending. I thought we executed it to a degree, but at this point it's cup football and we're just happy to go through to the final.
Carnarvon went ahead and a lot of people say that was rightly so as well, but then the wall came down and that seemed to change the whole atmosphere of the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when the team scores they go on the offensive straight again, so maybe it worked for us. I don't know. I mean, not really worried about things that go on off the pitch. It's between the white lines that we're worried about.
But you ought to be commended about the way you reacted. You made sure that people were safe and well when that wall went down, and after then, well, Met scored 3 goals.
We did, yeah. I mean, it's more important things than football at times, but no, credit to the Carnarvon fans. They've been unbelievable all year, and if it wasn't going to be us, it should probably be them. They'd be great for the league. They'd be great if they went abroad and took the following with them, so all credit to them. But what mattered was what we did on the pitch, and we scored 3 goals and we're through to the final.
It's been a difficult season to some extent for Cardiff Met, with some key injuries, yourself being included in that list, but you've come back at the right time, and you know that momentum seems to be with Cardiff Met now.
Yeah, we'll see next weekend. Having injuries means that you can bring in other players. We've brought through some you know, brilliant young lads who've stepped into the roles and really grown throughout the season, so they've done really well. It's a big squad. It's a squad. I think today we've travelled with 9 different year groups of the university, from freshers all the way through. And it's important that we continue to do that so the club can grow and develop and we can go on to bigger and better things. And hopefully we can do that next weekend and take another step forward in the club's history.
Yeah, next Sunday, 5:15, live on Scorio. Another playoff final, Will.
Another playoff final. We've just had a little chat in the huddle then about what it meant over the last two not to make it. And how that felt and how we're going to try and use those feelings to drive us forward next week. But, you know, we under no illusion of what a good side Bala can be. And we watched them last night. We've had them watched throughout the year. And, you know, it's not going to be anything like this game, we don't think. But we'll go there and we'll try and put on a performance and we'll try and get ourselves into Europe.
And there seems to be a tremendous togetherness with this squad.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we live under each other's toes for the whole year. We share rooms together, we lived in houses together, you know, we sit around in at the uni all day together, and that works in our favour, I think, because you know, like I say, that we've got that togetherness. Can be tough at times, you can see too much of each other, but you know, I think that's what makes us unique. But we've got to make sure that we take that into Saturday or Sunday and win that cup final.
And you've touched upon it, you've lost the last two playoff finals. What's going to make things different next Sunday?
Wait and see. We'll come with a game plan and hopefully we'll get the result.